Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist. This is Dr. Leung. I think the patient last name is Lagasca. First name is Bernie. Date of visit is October 21, 2025. The next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First off, it was in October 17, 2021. First off, patient was outside of the Travis Air Force Base. First off, patient was involved in a training exercise. First off, he tells me that he suddenly lost consciousness, come and fell to the ground. First off, patient hit the head against the wall and then hit the head against the ground. First off, patient had immediate loss of consciousness for about 1 to 2 minutes. First off, patient woke up, come with a severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First off, patient was taken to the ambulance, to the hospital. First off, our patient was seen at David Grant Medical Center. First up, a patient was evaluated for head injury. First up, a patient tells me that he did not know why he lost consciousness. First up, next we have, since the event, a patient has significant headache. First up, patient has a headache almost every day. First up, patient has migraineous type of headaches. First up, patient has irritability. First up, his memory is poor. First up, patient has decrease in memory. First up, patient has significant difficulty to memory and in memory and focus. First up, patient has difficulty to concentrate. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a paralegal for the Army. First up, patient has significant difficulty to read that legal document in details. First up, patient has difficulty to understand the details. First up, patient has difficulty to remember details and pay attention to the details. So first up, a patient's difficulty to concentrate and focus at work because of his headaches. So first up, his memory is poor. First up, a patient's difficulty to do his job as a paralegal. First up, the next paragraph at this marks at the end of the patient. Next patient, patient's last name is Watson. First name is Nickolas. Date of visit is October 21, 2025. The next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 2011, a patient was in San Jose. First up, a patient tells me that he was in a shower, he slipped and fell and hit the head. First up, a patient tells me that he did hit the top of the head. First up, a patient has immediate bleeding from the scalp. First up, a patient had loss of consciousness for less than 5 minutes. First up, a patient, when he woke up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, nausea, and vomiting. First up, a patient has nausea and vomiting for several days. The first up, in 2012, a patient was in Afghanistan. The first up, a patient tripped over and fell while running. The first up, a patient tells me that patient tells me they fell on the face and has severe head face pain. Patient in 2014, patient was doing parachuting. First up, patient was jumping out of the plane. First up, when he landed the camera, he tripped and fall. First up, hit the head and had loss of consciousness. First up, next pair of 2016-2018, patient was in Afghanistan, Iraq and Syria, multiple IED explosions. So first up, patient tells me that some of these explosions caused him to have a confusion, headache. First up, patient has severe head pain with these explosions. First up, patient has confusion. Patient tells me that he has 100,000 rounds of gunfire. So first up, every time there was a bomb explosion, mortar attacks, that time a patient have headache, confusion, and disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since these events, a patient tells me to have headaches 2 to 3 times a week. These are severe headaches. First up, patient's dizziness. First up, patient's vertigo symptoms. First up, patient's sleep disturbance, including night terrors, frightening in sleep. First up, patient's constant fatigue. First up, patient's memory loss and decrease in attention. First up, patient also poor memory span. First up, patient's difficulty concentrating and focus. First up, patient have a decrease in processing thoughts and words. First up, patient also for tinnitus, irritability, restlessness in sleep. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently taking rizatriptan, testosterone, and ibuprofen for head pain. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently retired from the Air Force. First up, he used to work for the Air Force as a Rescue, Parescue, Parescue. First up, a patient needed to jump out of the airplane with parachuting many times. The first time, as a matter of fact, he tells me that he was jumping out 600 jumps. The first time, he tells me that his symptoms were headache, dizziness, vertigo symptoms are significantly affecting his focus at work. First up, patient's difficult to concentrate with these parachuting. First up, patient has significant difficulty also with memory. First up, his memory has been poor. First up, next paragraph, his mini mental status exam. I'm sorry, his MOCA, M-O-C-A, MOCA examination is 27 out of 30. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient has multiple head injury with loss of consciousness, comma, followed by headache, confusion, and disorientation. First up, it is my opinion that a head injury followed by headache, confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain are classic signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, he continued these symptoms. First up, he currently have headaches 2 to 3 times a week associated with dizziness, vertigo type of symptoms. First up, patients also have a cognitive deficit. First up, his MOCA examination shows that he missed 3 out of 5 on delay recall. First up, patient has a memory deficit. He also have tinnitus symptoms. First up, I believe it is my opinion that these symptoms are related to his traumatic brain injury. First up, the smart setting of dictation.